This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, said Thursday acute food insecurity has soared 40% this year as recent food price hikes have exacerbated existing pressures from conflict, climate change, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Acute food insecurity is defined as any lack of food that threatens lives, livelihoods, or both, and is impacting or is at a high risk of impacting a record 270 million people this year, the UN agency said. The WFP said average wheat flour prices in Lebanon have risen 219% year-on-year amid accelerating economic turmoil, while cooking oil prices have soared 440% versus a year ago in war-devastated Syria. On internationally traded markets, world food prices were up nearly 34% year-on-year in June, according to the UN Foods Agency Price Index, which measures cereals, oilseeds, dairy products, meat, and sugar. After declining for several decades, world hunger has been on the rise since 2016. The WFP, which was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize last year, says around 690 million people, or 9% of the world's population, go to bed hungry each night. It's targeting 139 million people for assistance this year, the biggest operation in its history. South Africa's justice minister said Thursday former President Jacob Zuma will be eligible for parole after around 4 months, a day after Zuma started a 15-month prison sentence for contempt. He's beginning his jail term for defying a court order to give evidence at an inquiry into corruption while he was in power from 2009 to 2018. Find more on the story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan's government on Thursday announced a new virus state of emergency that will run throughout the Olympics as organizers and officials met for a, quote, very difficult decision on whether to allow local spectators. With just 2 weeks until the July 23rd opening ceremony, coronavirus infections are rising in the capital, and the spread of the more infectious Delta variant has spooked Japanese authorities. Organizers had hoped to allow 10,000 local fans into Olympic venues, but local media is reporting they could now ban spectators from almost all venues. Overseas spectators have already been barred, raising the prospect that the Tokyo 2020 Games could be the first ever Olympics held mostly behind closed doors. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the measures in place till August 22nd would not interfere with holding the games. He told reporters Thursday, quote, we will host the games under the state of emergency. Most British troops have been pulled out of Afghanistan, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Thursday, ending its official role in a two-decades-long conflict amid fears the departure of foreign soldiers could lead to a chaotic civil war. British forces were first deployed to Afghanistan in 2001 following the 9/11 attacks on the United States and played a major role in combat operations until 2014. Nearly 500 British soldiers were killed in the country. Violence has been raging throughout Afghanistan in the weeks since President Joe Biden announced troops will withdraw unconditionally by September 11th. The United States last week abandoned Bagram Air Base, the longtime staging ground for U.S. military operations in the country, effectively ending America's longest war. The Pentagon says the withdrawal of U.S. forces is 90% complete. Pope Francis on Thursday expressed his sadness at the assassination of Haiti's president, and his widow herself was injured in a gun attack at their private residence in the capital, Port-au-Prince, early on Wednesday, and has thrown the impoverished and crisis-hit Caribbean nation into uncertainty. And South Korea's spy agency said Thursday there is no sign North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been vaccinated against the coronavirus, and his country has not received any foreign vaccines. The National Intelligence Service told lawmakers in a closed-door briefing it has not detected any information that North Korea has acquired any doses, according to one of the legislators who attended the session. Some non-government experts have speculated that Kim and his top deputies may have received vaccines imported through unofficial channels. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.